Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Who is not under stress these days? From concerns about COVID variants to inflation, to health and healing issues, to lacking faith and confidence or feeling depressed, to making ends meet each month, to looking older and flabbier by the week, to squabbles with family or employees and bosses. Well, learning to manage stress is more important now than ever before. Our guest today, motivational speaker, frequent radio, TV, talk show guest, and author of many books, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., says that too much unmanaged stress can sabotage even the best of health intentions and put you at greater risk for disease and mental health issues. In her latest book, Uplifted, she says it's impossible to heal your body and create vibrant health if you are always stressed out. Chronic stress, she writes, plays havoc with the entire body. Today, Dr. Susan will tell us how to master our daily stressors more mindfully and effectively, and how to create more joy and balance. An important topic these days, and to talk about it, we welcome back Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Rick. What an important topic for everyone,
yes.
And I think of all ages, too. I love talking about this because it is the central part of most people's lives these days.
It's really important, and we'll tell you about Dr. Susan's website and her books, Uplifted, and so many more as we go through the program today. Let's start with the basics, but before the basics of stressful living, let's talk about your basics. Where did this all start for you in this field of holistic health and maybe some of the people who influenced you and inspired you early in your career?
Yeah, it all started when I was a young kid. I wrote about this in Uplifted. You and I have talked about it before. My grandmother was from Denmark. Her name was Fritzi, and she was totally into holistic health. And she taught me, she really excited me about teaching me about juices and eating foods as close to nature as possible and growing sprouts and exercising, getting sleep, being in nature, dealing with stress. She was such a positive influence in my life, and to this day, not only do I still feel her around me, guiding me, but I still use all the lessons that she taught me. And since those early days, you know, decades ago, now, luckily, there have been so many studies that show me how right she was on everything.
Yeah, it's amazing as we've talked about her over the years, and it's like she is right on. How many PhDs did she have?
Zero.
You're kidding.
Zero, yeah. She had zero. People would come from the neighborhood and the community to ask for her guidance and advice on how to heal everything from a bug bite to an ear infection to pimples on a face, to diabetes, to cancer, to depression. She knew exactly what to do. And for a while, you might recall, I lived with her and watched what she did. It was just such a positive influence. And it was the reason I chose holistic living as my career throughout life. I love now to teach people, which I do all around the world, how to be healthy.
And you can find out more about her and all of Dr. Susan's books, including Uplifted. That is one of the newest books. You'll find it available wherever books are sold, and Dr. Susan's website, very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Jumping into the topic of stress, you hear some people say, you know, it's predestined. I am going to be stressful. I have genetic predestiny for having stress. Can we control a genetic destiny, and is there such a thing relating to stress?
And that is such a great question. And even back in the day with my grandmother, one of the main lessons she taught me continuously was that we could all influence our genes and heal our bodies no matter what health challenge we might be facing. She never believed that old saying that a lot of people say, well, it's all in my genes. What
yes.
can I do? And she knew that we could heal anything with enough faith, the right diet, and all the other essential lifestyle choices that I write about in Uplifted. And I know Dean Ornish, doctor, a medical doctor, he would agree. He's a good friend of mine. We've talked about this a lot together. But he based one of his latest studies regarding obesity and how lifestyle changes affect gene activity. And parents, children whose parents are obese have a tenfold increased risk of being obese. And while obesity in parents sets that predisposition for obesity, he knows, Dr. Ornish, that it's a combination of food choices, inactivity, and genetic tendencies that determine obesity. And he did this amazing, groundbreaking, this was in 2008, three-month groundbreaking study where he demonstrated that subjects affected changes in activity, Rick, in about 500 genes, including 48 that were turned on and 453 genes that were turned off as a result of what? Of eating more healthful foods, keeping stress levels down, practicing relaxation techniques like meditation,
yes,
and exercising regularly. And that's so exciting to me because, you know, as my grandmother said, and people say to me often, and then I tell them about this study, they say, Susan, I can't do anything about heart disease or diabetes or my weight because it's in my genes. Well, as Dr. Ornish found out, it turns out there's a lot you can do because in 3 months you can change hundreds of your genes simply by changing what you eat and how you live. That's very exciting. And I know Fritzy would have loved this study. And she would have said to me, I know I can hear her in my mind. She would say, see, what I taught you right from the beginning is right. And how glorious now that we have studies to back my teachings. So the bottom line with my grandmother is the integral foundation of all of her teachings, and now my teachings, they do center around stress, what it does to the body, how to best minimize your stress levels when you're feeling overwhelmed. And one of the best ways to bring high-level wellness that we all want into our body and life, as she would say to me, is to decrease the level of stress you experience on a daily basis. So as I just mentioned, to this day, I honor the wisdom of her teachings, especially when stress seems to be closing in. So today I'm going to love talking about all my favorite stress busters that I initially learned from my grandmother. And they're all right and really don't cost much money or really don't cost anything at all.
Now, I'm anxious to go through that list, and all this information is on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. You'll find it in Uplifted. That's the new book that's available on Amazon, of course, at Dr. Susan's website as well. We'll talk later in the program about how to get an autographed copy. What causes stress for most people? There are a lot of different reasons, but what are the ones we really should watch out for that really contribute to stress in many of us?
Yes. And then let me just say right at the start here that the American Association of Family Physicians said that two-thirds of all doctor visits are due to stress-related ailments, and 80 to 90% of all diseases are stress-related. And if you're female, stress may be even more damaging to your health. Studies have found that women suffer from both stress and depression more often than men. So, Rick, what causes you stress might be different than what causes me stress. For some people, especially lately, it could be weather-related. It could be tornadoes, earthquakes, fires. Where I live here in Brentwood, Santa Monica, it could be bumper-to-bumper traffic. For people, it could be unpaid bills, constant noise. You know, it could be deadlines and commitments when we think of stress. It can also be triggered by emotions like anger, fear, worry, grief, depression, and even guilt. And when you're under a lot of stress, it does affect the body, because having a lot of stress that you don't manage well, it's okay to have stress, but when you don't manage it well, it can lead to high blood pressure, heart problems, fatigue, muscle and joint pain, headaches, a decrease in your immunity, weight gain, sleep debt, depression, bone loss, inflammation, insulin resistance, constipation, and the list goes on. And keep in mind that it's not really the people in your life, the complications, or the times in which we live that cause the stress. Rather, it's what we think about the people, the complications, and the times in which we live. Fritzi used to say to me all the time that it begins with attitude. She used to say, your attitude, she'd say, Sunny, my nickname, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So it's so important to keep our mind focused on the positive. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment.
You've got 12 surefire stress busters, and we're going to talk about those again. All the information from our guest, Susan Smith Jones, PhD, you'll find at her website, susansmithjones.com. Quite a bit more in the book Uplifted. We'll talk about where you can get a copy of that, including an autographed copy if you would like. Let's start off by talking about the 12 surefire stress buster tips. These are tips that we all need to understand and to embrace and to implement daily, aren't they?
Yes, and let's begin with one of my favorite that most of us can do on a regular basis. You think about it, most people do not do it, is you've got to get moving every day. There was a classic study done at the University of Southern California, USC, and they found that a vigorous walk, even if it was on a flat surface like a track, that raised your heart rate a little bit more than 100 beats per minute, that's not that much more than resting heart rate, will reduce the tension in your body by 20%. Stress in your body is measured by using an EMG machine, an electromyograph, to look at the tension in the muscles. And they found that one single bout of walking around a track, of getting your heart rate above 100 beats per minute, you know, in about 10 minutes, was greater than in the placebo group who were given a tranquilizer. So I like to say to people, walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. And one of my favorite all-time quotes was from one of my buddies, Henry David Thoreau, who said, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. So make sure you say goodbye to a sedentary lifestyle and be as active as you can. Our body was designed every day to get some exercise in. So and not only does it help your whole body to be healthier in myriad ways that you and I have talked about on many shows, but it puts you in a better mood. It lowers that stress level of cortisol, one of the stress hormones, and that will benefit your entire body, make you look better, feel better, make you a happier person to be around. So get moving would be one of my most important stress-busting tips.
We will pick up with tip number two after we take a brief break. Our guest on the program, SusanSmithJones.com is our website. Our guest, Susan Smith Jones, PhD. We're talking about claim your victory over a stressful lifestyle today. We'll have more on that, much more ahead, right after these messages. Stay tuned. Coming right back. Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, with us on the program once again, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about Claim Your Victory Over a Stressful Lifestyle today, something designed for all of us. We all have stress issues that are creating problems in our lives and cheating us out of some of the joy and that we should be having in our lives. And we'll go through that list and pick it up here in a second. I want to start with, you mentioned a throw and the importance of a morning walk. How important is early morning in setting the tone for the day?
Oh, my goodness, Rick. It is crucial, and it's so simple, and it's not difficult to understand. The first 40 minutes sets the tone for the day. So how would you like your life to be that day? Probably peaceful, relaxed, enjoyable. You don't want to be stressed out. You don't want to be rushed. So what can you do in the first 40 minutes of the day that will set the tone? So maybe you make sure you have a good breakfast. Maybe the night before, Rick, you get ready by making the kids' lunches or setting the breakfast table. Or maybe you lay out your exercise clothes and maybe you get in a workout in the first 40 minutes of the day. So remember, if you want to have a great day for the rest of the day, make those first 40 minutes how you want the rest of your day to be.
Maybe you shouldn't start checking your phone until 41 minutes after you've been up, so you've got that little zone in there that you can relax and get prepared for the day. How about from a diet standpoint? Is there something that we can do diet-wise that will help us with stress reduction?
Yes, and you can eat a stress-relieving diet, and those are the foods that are highest in water content, and they are your fruits and vegetables. Produce, the fruits and vegetables, are the best health care that your money can buy, so you want to emphasize those type of foods throughout the day. I also like to make fresh juices. I make green smoothies. I find ways to bring in as many vegetables as possible. When people ask me, Rick, what type of diet I eat, I usually say I eat a vegetable-centric diet. It really centers around vegetables, and then I add into that. But unfortunately, only about 1 in 500 people in this country of America eat enough vegetables. Vegetables are what give you a longer life, they keep your heart healthy, they boost immunity, they help your digestion. So, and you and I have done a couple shows on how to get more vegetables into your lifestyle. So just remember, produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. Choose to eat more fresh veggies and fruits.
Is there a correlation between sleep and stress reduction?
Boy, oh boy, your body will be totally stressed out if you don't get enough sleep. And we're talking about 7 to 8 hours of good sleep every night. That will help you be as healthy as possible. You've got to make it a top priority. And it's good to go to bed the same time every night, even 7 days a week, and get up the same time in the morning, because your body loves a routine. Your body likes to go to bed at the same time. A lot of people think, well, I'll just burn the midnight candle and I'll sleep in on the weekends, but that throws off your entire circadian rhythm. And for those of you that think, well, I don't sleep really well at night and I wake up and I can't go back to sleep, here's a little sleep aid that Fritzy taught me when I was a teenager to help you sleep better. And it's a breathing exercise, and we can all do this. If you hold your right nostril closed, I'm doing it right now, with your right thumb, and only breathe through your left nostril. Hopefully you don't have a cold or allergies. It's clear breathing. For 3 to 5 minutes, Rick. So hold your right thumb on your right nostril. You can't see me doing this now. And breathe in 3 to 5 minutes. It will calm you down, relax your body, and help you sleep more restfully. And it really does work.
That's amazing. And all you need is a thumb and a clock.
That's right. That's right.
That's a nice thing with all of these. They're so reasonable, they're sensible, they are doable, they are relatable. The tips we're talking about from our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Next one on the list is interesting, and this has been amazing, all of the shows we've done together. The solution to so many of our problems is drinking more water. Talk about the power of hydration, keeping your body hydrated.
So important, and you want to make sure it's good purified water, because who was it? I'm trying to think of the guy's name, an environmentalist. It will come to me, I hope, before the show's over. But he said there's no water in the United States, tap water, fit to drink, that you want to get some form of purified water. So remember that our bodies are 70% water, our cells are 70% water, so is planet Earth. That's no coincidence. Lack of moisture in our faces causes wrinkles the way lack of moisture in grapes causes raisins, or in plums causes prunes. And not all liquids will do. Caffeinated coffee, caffeinated tea, colas, alcohol, beverages, they don't count towards the water tally, because even though they're liquid, they dehydrate your body. Juices will count, decaffeinated teas will count, you know, good soups will count. But we need to maintain proper fluid balance for our brain, our kidneys, to rid the body of wastes and toxins, and to maintain radiant health. Often when you think you're hungry, your body is really thirsty. So drink a big glass of water. Instead, wait 10 minutes and see if you're hungry at that time. And when you are just 3% Rick dehydrated, that causes lots of stress on your body. So keep your body hydrated.
So much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Of course, in her book, Uplifted, all of this information you can link on to by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How about the role of metabolism? What does that play in trying to lose extra weight?
Yeah, a lot of people think you can eat certain foods to boost your metabolism, but the factor that boosts metabolism is how much good lean muscle tissue do you have on your body. As we get older, and if we don't exercise, and especially with weight training, we lose that good lean muscle. And muscle is the most metabolically active tissue in the body. So for any weight loss program to work, yes, it's important what you eat, but you've got to make sure that exercise is an important part of a weight loss program. And remember what I talked about right up top about that recent study with Dr. Dean Ornish about obese children, and it's a combination of food choices. You've got to exercise, and of course, a little bit genetic tendencies, because if your parents are obese, you have a predisposition. But that means that you can change your lifestyle.
We're talking about claiming your victory over a stressful lifestyle today. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Her website is SusanSmithJones.com. The book Uplifted has a lot more information in there, more information on the website, information on her other books as well at SusanSmithJones.com. And of course, you can link on by going to our website. Let's talk about meditation, prayer, the spiritual aspect of this. How relevant is this in a stress-busting program?
Well, right for me, it's right at the top of the list. You know, my faith is more important than anything. God is the central part of my life, but we all need some faith. We need to make sure that we have faith, because life throws us curveballs, doesn't it, all the time?
Yes.
And Fritzi used to teach me that faith is that invisible and invincible magnet that attracts to itself whatever it fervently desires and persistently expects. I love those thoughts about faith. And we need to keep our heart open to faith when things don't go the way we want them to go. We need to have patience and breathe deeply, take one step at a time. And know, like my mom always used to say to me, honey, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Because every day brings us an opportunity to go onward and upward and not dwell in the negativity of the past.
You know, what's so interesting, when you get every month a monthly newsletter from Dr. Susan, there is so much in there, including humor. This past issue edition had the humor of Phyllis Diller. I had the opportunity to do a number of interviews with her years ago. I worked in the same town where she was born, and just a very, very funny person. But you read that, you could be having a really bad day and read through the humor in Dr. Susan's monthly newsletters, and all of a sudden you're breaking out laughing out loud. How important is that element, laughter? Again, it's something we don't have to spend a lot of money implementing. It's just there. How important is laughter?
I think laughter, like who was it? Norman Cousins said this, is one of our best medicines. We get so serious about life, and there's this old Scottish saying, I love this, when I did a media tour around the UK, I was at a bed and breakfast in Scotland, and it was a plaque on the wall when you entered, and it was a Scottish saying that angels fly because they take themselves lightly. We need to lighten up and not get quite so serious whenever possible about our lives, and just a good deep belly laugh. It does so much for, first of all, physiologically, it releases Ralph Nader. It just came to me, Rick, the guy who said...
Oh,
that,
yes, the environmentalist.
That there's no tap water fit for human consumption.
Yes.
Ralph Nader. Isn't that weird how it just comes into your brain when you're not thinking about it?
He said, don't drink the water, don't drive the Corvette or the Corvair. That's words of wisdom from Ralph.
Exactly.
I didn't even think about him. Very good. I'm glad that came to you.
Yes.
See, if you don't dwell on it, sometimes those thoughts pop into your mind.
You see the face.
Yes.
But he would probably agree with laughing more because it releases endorphins into the body that act as natural stress busters. When you laugh a lot, it gives your heart muscles a good workout. It improves your circulation. It fills your lungs with oxygen-rich air. It clears your respiratory passages. It stimulates your alertness hormones. Like Norman Cousins would say, it relieves pain. And it counteracts fear, anger, and depression, all of which are linked to illness and stress. So try to be around friends that make you laugh. Go to movies, read a book, something that tickles your funny bone. But just make sure you get plenty of things in your life to giggle about.
All of this information, so much more, on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Spending time in nature, talk about the importance of that. Because you walk outside, and if you really absorb what's outside, it can be life-changing.
Yes, and by the way, on my website, if you go to blog today, the day this airs, and if you're listening to us on another day, go to the search bar and put in earthing, and I have a documentary on how important it is to get outdoors, and if possible, if it's not snowing, on the natural earth, take your shoes off and do earthing. Being outdoors in nature, even with your shoes on, it will light up your brain like a Christmas tree because it helps to release these chemicals and endorphins in your body and hormones like serotonin and dopamine that make you feel good, that elevate your mood. When you're out in nature, it makes you calmer. It makes you relaxed. You're breathing in those healthy, they're called negative ions, that will boost your entire immune system. But it's even better if you can take your shoes off and walk on the natural ground. So look at my blog today or go to the search bar, and I've posted a page all about earthing, and it includes a one-hour documentary by medical doctors on how important it is to get outdoors and be in nature. And one of my favorite quotes from the Bible was Mark 4:39. It's, everyone knows this, it's peace be still. So whether I'm indoors or outdoors, one of my favorite meditations, and especially being outdoors in nature doing this, maybe you're sitting on a bench outdoors or maybe you're quietly walking, I like to breathe in, this is Mark 4:39, to the word peace. So as you inhale slowly and deeply, either silently to yourself or out loud, say the word peace and hold your breath a few seconds and then slowly exhale to be still. And remember I talked to you, Rick, a moment ago about the 3 to 5 minutes of holding your right nostril,
yes,
breathing through your left. And when I go to sleep at night, so I combine the breathing exercise with inhaling to peace, holding my breath a few seconds, and exhaling through my left nostril, holding my right with my thumb, to be still. Peace, inhale, be still, exhale, and it will just calm you down and relax you. And I like to use a passage from the Bible. It all goes together, and this doesn't cost anything.
All of this and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, information on, that we've talked about in the program today and more in her book, Uplifted. And this can be life-changing. Suddenly, the stress is coming at us, and we know what we can do in many cases to counteract that and to change our attitude. Number 10 on your list is interesting. Put wings under your confidence by keeping your word. How does that help?
You know, I don't think a lot of people think about this, but I believe, and Fritzy taught me all the way back when I was a teenager, the importance of making my word gold. If you say to someone, I'll call you tomorrow before the day is up, and you don't do it, then you're not keeping your word, and it might not be so important to you, but it might mean everything to the other person. And so often either we say we're going to do something like tomorrow I'll start on my health program, or I'll get a workout in, or I'll stop eating ice cream every night for dessert. Whether you give your word to someone else or to yourself, I believe that every time you keep your word, you boost your confidence, you boost your self-esteem. And when you don't keep your word, no matter how big or small it might be with yourself or other people, it darkens your soul and it zaps your self-esteem and confidence. Yeah, so, you know, maybe you say, well, I made an agreement to do this, but I didn't tell anyone. Nobody's going to know that I didn't follow through on my health program or keep my word. But God knows, and your angels know. And your soul knows. So keeping your word is crucial for you to be vibrantly healthy in body, mind, and spirit. Make your word gold. Follow through on what you say you're going to do. And if emergency comes up and you can't call that person the next day, you know, or you can't meet them for whatever it is you made an agreement to do, then just let them know. But for the most part, you want to keep your word, and you'll see how much happier you feel as a person when you start keeping your word.
Let's take that goal theme and continue it into the next topic, the golden rule. How important is that? How important is the way we interact with others, be kind, and living by the golden rule, especially in society today? We're not necessarily wanting to be kind. We're looking for a fight, it seems like, for many of us in dealing and interacting with people. How important is it to be kind and to follow the golden rule?
Yes, and you know what, Rick? For those young people listening to us, right, that have no idea what the golden rule is, it means that you treat others the way you wish to be treated. That's the golden rule. That's actually a passage in the Bible. It's Matthew 7:12. Treat others the way you wish to be treated. And in this world in which we live these days, we need to get everybody to start living more by the golden rule. It would be a much more peaceful, happy, enjoyable place to live. And being kind means, what can you do? What acts of kindness can you show someone else? I think just opening a door for someone is something we should all do every day. You know how, but think of acts of kindness that take maybe a little thought or a little bit of your time. We've done shows about this before, and I have examples and uplifted of over 100 things that you can do to show acts of kindness to other people. And for example, maybe at the drive-through coffee place where you drive through and get coffee, pay for the person behind you. Maybe you clean off snow of a neighbor's driveway. Maybe you take flowers to the senior care center down the block. Maybe you pick up trash. Don't tell anyone I do this because you're not allowed to do it in L.A., but if I see someone's meter's about to run out and it's a coin meter, I'll put money in the meter so they don't get a ticket. Maybe you put a flower on someone's windshield. Maybe on occasion I've paid for groceries for someone behind me when I see a hassled, frazzled mom of three kids and they're all having a temper tantrum at the same time, and her she has a basket full of a few foods. I might leave money with the cashier at the grocery store and say, help her out, because sometimes you can tell when someone needs a little help.
Yes.
But maybe they won't take it, so you just do it anonymously. That will brighten anyone's day, and then they'll go on to do that for other people and other people. It's like this positive ripple that can go on, and you could affect 100 people in a day by you doing an act of kindness, and you're twice blessed because you help someone else, and then it also blesses you because you feel good for hours and days afterwards.
And that leads us up to number 12 of the stress buster surefire ways that you can control stress in your lifestyle, live a healthier, happier life. And that's creating an attitude of gratitude. And we've done programs talking about the power of gratitude. How important is that? And that really can bust stress as well.
Absolutely. I say, because my grandmother taught me, that each and every day you want to live thankfully. Don't just wait till the fourth Thursday of the month of November in America, Thanksgiving Day in the UK, that's in September. Don't leave that as the only day you live thankfully. Each and every day, take a moment to be grateful for all you have in life, because gratitude, Rick, is a great stress buster, and what you think about consistently brings more of the same right back into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during difficult times, is the best way to reduce and alleviate stress and to transform your life. And it's a good idea to have a little gratitude journal. I have one on my bedside table, and every night before I go to bed, and it might not be at night, I might fill in some lines during the day, but I write down at least three things for which I'm grateful for that day. Because when you focus on the positive, remember, you bring more of the same back into your life. You attract to yourself the equivalency of what you think, feel, and believe. And when it's not just in your mind, but you literally write down, what am I grateful for today? Maybe it's because you have these days, you look at the news. So I'm grateful I have a bed and a pillow and running water and a bathroom, and I have food in my refrigerator, and I've got a healthy body. Because though you'll bring more things for which to be grateful and celebrate when you either mentally or physically write down, what are you grateful for?
Did you ever write down, I'm grateful to be a Dodger fan?
Well, you know I'm a huge Dodger fan. Well, this next year, we're going to do it this next year again. You might recall that my biggest dream in life through high school was to be the first female Dodger baseball player. I'm great at sports. I'm particularly good at playing catch and batting. And I, back in the day, you know, I knew Tommy Lasorda pretty well. He wrote me a great quote for one of my books.
Oh, fantastic.
But back in high school, I called the management at Dodger Stadium to show you what a positive thinker I was then and still am. And I asked if I could get a tryout because I thought I would benefit the team. And they basically hung up on me. So I never got the tryout, but I am a big baseball fan of the Dodgers.
And sometimes it's great being a fan. That releases, in some cases, a lot of stress. In other cases, it probably builds on it, but it releases that.
So
and
right.
I could just think what your book was like the day they just signed the new free agent pitcher. How many different pages you wrote your gratitude to the LA Dodgers. But that's beside the point. We're talking about how you can claim your victory and over a stressful lifestyle, and you can do it today. I've talked a lot about Uplifted. Talk about where we can get information on Uplifted, Wired for High Level Wellness, as well as the other books, and the monthly newsletter that I talk so much about and look forward to getting every month.
Yeah, so just go to SusanSmithJones.com. By the way, there you can sign up on X, Twitter, at Susan Smith Jones. Check out the blog for earthing and grounding and the importance of being out in nature. You can sign up. It takes about 10 seconds right there on the homepage for my free monthly healthy living newsletters. And then if you were to get one book to inspire you for years to come, it would be my latest book, Uplifted, and the subtitle is 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. I tell you exactly what to do and why it's important in fewer than 12 minutes a day, how you can positively change your life for the better, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's available at Amazon, called Uplifted. But if you want an autographed copy, you can go to the Uplifted page on my website. And each autographed book comes with, I'll write you a personal note card with your name on it, my handwriting, and sign it. And then I put a bookmark in the book, and I send these all over the world. So Uplifted is a book that will positively change your life and help you to live more joyfully and thankfully every single day.
It's a must-read, it's a must-have book for a personal library, a family library. You will refer to it often. The book available, again, Uplifted, wherever books are sold, and at Dr. Susan's website. The website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on X, Twitter, at Susan Smith Jones. All the information on her contact details at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Great show today. Thank you for joining us. We'll do it again in a few weeks.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit. And go out, everybody, and celebrate life today.
We gave you like 12 surefire reasons to go out and to do just that. And if you missed any of that, you'll find it on our website, SusanSmithJones.com, or go to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.